This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Alex Ritson. Almost a quarter of the world's population are using Facebook at least once a month. That's according to the company's latest official figures, which also show a rise in profit of more than 50% to $1.5 billion in the 3 months to the end of March. And 4 in 5 of the company's customers are using Facebook on their mobile phones. The numbers include Facebook's big push into mobile advertising, but they only include the first 3 days of sales of its virtual reality Oculus Rift headset. Richard Neva has been following the story for the CNET Technology News website. He told me the results were incredible.
You know, Facebook already had a massively big user base, and it's still growing. I think that is a big thing to remember.
And yet many people, a few years back, I remember people saying, oh yes, Facebook, it's an interesting company, but it's got no revenue streams. Now it has.
It does, yeah. The company makes most of its money on mobile ads, which I remember a few years ago was kind of the big question. Could they actually make money on people looking at it on smartphones? And clearly they figured that out. They make more than 80% of their ad revenue on mobile.
Where's this company going? The numbers only include a very tiny amount of the new virtual reality platform, the Oculus Rift, that Facebook launched at the tail end of March. Is that going to be the big driver in the future, or is it going to stay with this mobile advertising?
It's hard to say. Facebook didn't say anything about Oculus in their earnings report, and obviously their main business is doing very well. And Facebook has always said that Oculus is a long-term bet. So they said that the idea behind Oculus is to try to find the next big computing wave. So It's a lot of kind of waiting and seeing.
Just one other thing. Facebook announced it was creating a new class of share. This being a share that will ensure that Mark Zuckerberg, the founder, remains in control, if I'm reading it rightly.
The idea is to keep Zuckerberg in control of Facebook for a long time. The company wants him to be able to execute on a long-term vision, and it's similar to how Google stock works, which helps its founders maintain control.
Last question. This is all quite a contrast from 24 hours ago when technology watchers were all banging their heads against the wall because of the big drop in iPhone sales that caused a slide in profits at Apple.
I mean, these are just, you know, two different businesses. One is advertising and one is obviously hardware sales. So it's hard to make that comparison.
That's Richard Neva at the CNET Technology News website. Well, the Dow Jones finished up by 0.3% despite that 6% fall in Apple's share price after the disappointing iPhone sales figures that we discussed at this time yesterday. Doug McIntyre was watching the day's trading for 24/7 Wall Street.
Well, Apple reported its first down quarter in 13 or 10 years, depending on who you ask, but certainly a big sea change for a company that's used to success every single quarter. The iPhone 6 is not sold well. Sales in China, which is supposed to be Apple's next big thing, were very disappointing. So what's happened is that people's expectations about Apple's putting them pushed way towards the fall when they're going to come out with the iPhone 7.
And yet Facebook stock in after-hours trading doing pretty well.
Yes, it is. Facebook outperformed, and this is really a great example of the changing of the guard in the tech world. Apple has been the dominant tech company for at least 15 years, going back to the iPod. And now what is really a hardware company has fallen on difficult times, and Facebook, which is part of this social media explosion that really is barely half a decade old, has come dead center of the tech world, and along with Google, which is now called Alphabet, those are the two dominant tech companies in the United States now. And when you think about it, Facebook is only 10 years old.
That was Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street. Here in London, the FTSE 100, London's main share index, closed the day up 0.6%, 35 points at 63.19. On the New York currency markets, a euro will buy you $1.13.2 year cents. The pound a little weaker, $1.45.3.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.